want to talk to the guy who's been involved in every presidential visit to Connecticut since 1994, just to get a sense of how much preparation goes into such a visit.
Right.
Brian Foley, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. First selectman of Tallinn.
Yes.
And former head of the Connecticut Emergency Services,
right,
where he was second in command.
Right.
And then he was
TV icon for a while.
It's a very long list of accomplishments.
Flip burgers back in the day.
Sorry, Ryan's Deli and Vernon, yes.
It's a great place.
Jay was right.
Very proud of that.
Nice.
Yeah, so when
how about that this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Really, you know, it's not unbelievable that someone would do that, but it was really unbelievable that he turned his head right at the right moment.
Yeah.
It was
but
really,
for the grace of God.
Yeah, miraculous.
Seriously.
You know, in Hartford, you know, unfortunately, so many shootings and homicides over the years there. You saw that a lot. Like, it was just, you'd be like, you in the hospital looking at the guy going, I don't know how lucky you are. I can't believe it.
Really?
Oh, yes. That happens. You know, winged, and you're stunned, and who knows? You know, and then there's the one that accidentally misses somebody else, and like at the event, someone, an innocent person catches it. You know, it's just, it's the roll of the dice. It's awful.
What did you think of that? I mean, we've talked about it a lot yesterday, but I'm sure you were just as surprised as everyone about that building not being covered.
Stunned. So let me just try to, you know, as you said, any presidential visit into the state capitol or pretty much anywhere in the state, we would be involved in it, and that's to include sitting presidents, former presidents, candidates, first ladies, vice presidents, you know, everything. And what happens is, you know, you get a call from the Secret Service. Hey, by the way, this person's coming on this date. Let's start planning. And you get your, you know, you have teams that are available, special operations teams, event planning teams, and you all get together. You start looking at the site. You start planning. You start looking at buildings, windows, everything. You start everywhere. And then we did the Trump rally in Hartford, a massive Trump rally at the Connecticut Convention Center. I think it was in 16, you know, and it was right on top of the Bernie Sanders one and then right on top of the Hillary one before that. I am stunned that this happened. I mean, there's a walkthrough, you know, before the event with the Secret Service, and this all falls in the Secret Service. Now, when you staff an event like this, it's not entirely Secret Service people at all. It's as many as their people as they have for that event, and then it's supplemented by local and state resources and federal resources, ATF, FBI, state police, local police departments, everyone. Everyone has SWAT teams. Everyone has snipers. Everyone, all of these agencies have standby teams. Everything's planned out, which way the car is facing. If something happens, we need to get that person to a level one trauma center. Hartford Hospital's a level one trauma center. St. Francis is a level one trauma center. Which one's closer? If the road's taken out, if the bridge is taken out, we'll go here, we'll go here. Every aspect is planned out. Rooftop, 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 that team here, that team there, that team there. Now, everyone's talking on one channel. It all comes into a command center. Our command center was actually a special room in the Connecticut Convention Center. The technology we had was unbelievable. In that command center, you have decision makers. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Decision makers. Ultimately, everything went to the Secret Service to make the decisions. The Secret Service reviewed the ops plan. This is our operations plan before the event. And this is, you know, they approve it. They look at it. And again, the walkthrough. How you miss something like that is that didn't happen in Hartford. That was not how it was in Hartford, like I said. But, you know, we had...
So you had the cops talking on the same channel as Secret Service, or would it all go into one place and then someone would decide who gets to know what?
All go into one place where everyone can hear it in that one place.
Wow.
Everyone, you know, there's different channels and different types of technologies where you can, with a push of a button, everyone hears everything.
Okay.
So you can merge.
And it was video, one of the lessons from 9/11. The firefighters couldn't say, get out of the building.
Yeah.
You know, there was bad communication, and to have no communication between the cops and the Secret Service Saturday seems like, well, that was, you know, a long time ago we got past
that. To
me, that
seems, I don't believe that. That seems impossible. There had to have been a command center. There had to have been a command post. Look at Butler, PA is a tiny, you know, like I said, it's 13,000 people or so, you know, and that's smaller than Tallinn. And you can imagine that, the police footprint would have been county, either local, county, and state to supplement all the federal resources that are there. I don't know. That didn't happen here in Connecticut. You have Secret Service agents stationed in New Haven. They get advance notice. They meet with everybody. They have, everything is planned out. Helicopters. It's confounding that this happened.
Wow, I've never heard you so baffled.
Very befuddled.
Yeah.
Flummoxed.
Befuddled. You see the video of them getting him in the car. I'm telling you, in Hartford, if something had happened, they would have carried him. Feet don't touch the ground. The president's feet or former president's feet, they don't touch the ground. Carried and gone.
So he wouldn't have been asking for his shoes on stage.
Wouldn't need them.
Yep, exactly. And so,
that fist pump wouldn't have happened either, right? You just get him off the stage.
Certain people, they dictate, it was just an odd scenario. It was a comedy of errors. The Secret Service is going to have a lot of questions. And there's something called an after-action report. Beforehand, there's the operations plan. And then there's an after-action. And there'll be investigations in the after-action. I can't wait to read this and see what the heck happened and how that happened. How you miss a rooftop. And don't blame the snipers. Absolutely don't blame the snipers.
They're blaming local law enforcement this morning. They're saying it was their building, but they were inside instead of on top.
Oh.
Okay, so fine. So, but either way, the Secret Service would have to approve the ops plan and green light any sort of shooting, especially at that distance someone that's able to shoot inside the event. They would have all those sight lines, and they would have authority all over those sight lines. Yes, maybe local police were the ones that were on the roof. Maybe local police had that building. How they did not get somebody on top of that roof prior to the event is to me a massive oversight beforehand. So I promise you, the optics on that, on the guns that had him, the sniper's guns, they could see very clear as day that, and remember these words, he was not readily identifiable. Everyone has to be readily identifiable as law enforcement if you have a gun that's visible at those events. And he had an AR, you could see it, once you can see it and you can see, hey, that's not a police uniform. And oh, by the way, you can get fake police uniforms. So even that would have been, this is even worse than that. The guy was in a T-shirt and, jeans and they could look through that scope and say, yes, this is not a cop. And, we got him in our crosshairs. What should we do? And it's just confounding that this got the oversight beforehand of a roof line in direct sight of the president. That's a mistake. And they can say local law enforcement all they want. The Secret Service comes in. They have final approval over those operations plans. They don't leave sight lines to the president or former president or candidate to the local police department. They don't do that. Maybe the cops were at that building. Like I said, they scatter resources because they don't. The Secret Service, no one has enough resources to cover, say, an entire event, depending on on where it is. And this was not it's not like we're talking about 100 buildings and windows at downtown Hartford. This is a remote area out in a small town.
I felt the same way. This is a bigger collapse than Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy, yeah. Horrible ending. But this is a guy who pissed off the mob, Cuba, Russia, and a lot of people in this country, and then decided to drive down through a city in a convertible. That was very stupid.
Not a good decision.
You can't protect anyone from all those windows.
Nope.
But look at Reagan. This was pretty easy. I know we were all alive during Reagan, and remember it. He was gone. They whisked and gone. And oh, by the way, Brady,
I guess you're shaking her head. No. What year were you born?
1989.
No, you were not born.
Okay. I was like, when was Ronald Reagan? I don't know.
Yeah. 80 to 88.
He sold hamburgers.
The assassination was in 81.
He sold hamburgers.
The assassination attempt.
He was shot. Oh, I didn't know that.
Didn't die.
Didn't know that.
Almost died.
Almost.
The Secret Service guy took a bad shot, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brady was never the same.
Everything changed after that again, and it'll change now. Wait till you see the security now getting into these things and the planning, and it's going to be heightened. The temperature's heightened. It's it'll get more expensive, you know, and when you have all these different departments and everything, it's to share the expense of when a president comes in or sitting vice president comes in, share the local, state, and federal levels, because it's a great cost. And keep in mind, like in Harvard, we'd have, you know, if the president comes in, Obama at the Excel Center, we still got to police the entire city. You know, it's not like we just, all right, everyone come downtown. Just, you know, it's quite a planning event for these things. And this is just going to be a comedy of errors. And I don't mean to say comedy because it's tragic that if that poor father lost his life. But the Secret Service certainly has some explaining to do.
Do you think, because we don't hear a lot of stories of people showing up with guns at these events and the Secret Service got them and arrested them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that they consistently make mistakes and this was the one time someone showed up and successfully got through undetected and able to get a shot off? Do you think wouldn't that be weird if like this was the one time they screwed up and a guy shows up with a gun and gets through? And gets a shot off.
And hits the president.
Yeah.
And hits a former president.
Yeah. And bystanders. Yeah.
Well,
or do you think they screw up all the time? And this was the one, you know, this is the one time someone showed up with a gun and got through.
I can tell you about the Secret Service. And so every city and state has Secret Service agents stationed in them. And they
if you're listening, we'd like
notice.
To say hello and thank you for your service.
I knew it.
Correct. And so I'm going to say the ones I dealt with out of New Haven were fantastic. That's why this is so confounded. That you know, they would come in advance. They were fantastic, you know, officers, and they work with all the surrounding agencies, and they were great. They've had problems. I mean, you know, you remember the prostitutes down in Central America and
Cuba, maybe. Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah, that one of them got robbed at gunpoint.
Oh yeah,
at a Biden event in California.
Yep.
Yeah, they haven't had a good string of luck lately.
Like,
yeah. I mean, this is supposed to be the most elite security force on the planet.
Supposed to.
That's with a sitting president. That is the presidential detail.
Yeah.
And concur. And we lost a Harvard cop. She went to the Secret Service. She's a badass. And you know, she's gone. She's still there, down in D.C. That's now keep in mind the level of security protection from the Secret Service for a sitting president is much greater than that for a former candidate or a former president or a candidate or the vice president or first lady. But the sitting president is a lot higher level, and those people on the body detail of the president are the elite and they have the best of equipment and the best of everything.
But with that said, a former president who's probably going to be the, you know, at that point, it was pretty positive that he's going to be the candidate for the party.
Yep.
You don't let someone get up on a roof. I mean, you know, like I don't know anything about security, but I would have had that site more secure.
Seriously.
Everything's heightened for Trump. When he came into Hartford, and keep in mind, back in 2016, there was protests everywhere. And so you had protests and counter protests, and it was a shit show for us to have to get
all
through
that,
all of that.
A poopoo show, yes.
Right.
This is how upset you are. Right? We've been talking to you for almost 20 years, and
that's
the first time you dropped the S-bomb.
Nice.
And keep in mind that he was just a candidate then too in 2016. You know, it's not like he was sitting president when he came into Hartford here. He was just the candidate, and the level of the Secret Service were great. You know, it's been a massive drop off from what I saw, what you have here in Connecticut, to what happened out there in Pennsylvania, and then you know watching them pull away and the after action report. Just remember that the after action report. I want to see that.
Yeah.
You have any camping trips for Ayesha?
First, you secure the area.
Crazy. Is she bringing a firearm?
No.
Not that we know of.
Yeah,
you know, have you guys talked about the temperature of political, you know, the way that our culture is now with all this stuff and the social media and, you know, it's just it's a pain for law enforcement when it gets heightened like this. It's more work for us, more security for us. But the people who post political stuff on social media, to me, is you might be a part of the problem if you're posting that stuff on social media. If you're posting negative stuff about a candidate on social media.
But if you post positive, you're going to get negative comments.
Yeah.
So there's no positive posts.
Yeah.
But what drives me nuts is that when people post negative stuff about the voters, so if you're voting for that president and you're then, and they talk about that, I remember a reporter on his social media site had wrote something negative about a certain voting base, and I'm like, my mom's going to vote for him, and you're saying that. It's just, it heightens things. You're a part of the problem if you're out there posting that kind of stuff. You're escalating the issue, and I can promise you to everybody out there, if the candidate you're voting for does not get elected, the world will not come to an end. We thought it was, you know, they said it was when Trump got elected. They said it was when Biden got elected.
And they said it for Reagan. They said it for Bush.
Right.
Everybody.
They said it for Nixon. It's funny when you watch some of the old debates on some of these cable channels, like black and white.
Yep.
They're saying the same things.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
They're saying the same things.
Never ended. Like,
we can't get all caught up on it. And, you know, the business model of the news channels now are to get us all excited.
Yeah.
And now that means to get us angry at one another. And
then double down on social.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. It's a bummer.
It really is.
But you know, it's going to take us to individually change that tone.
Yeah.
It's just stop posting that.
Yeah.
And
don't watch those channels.
Right.
Trust me, you're not getting any great information from those channels.
Right. Just post dirty memes. We're good.
Funny memes. There's nothing better than a drunk person falling down a boat dock.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Like,
I could watch
it's
that
not
all
about
day.
Me, but
fun
yeah.
The ages.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you
and
everything you do.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.